head into the Ringerverse to stay up to date with all things superheroes and nerd culture entertainment. Hosted by a rotating lineup of superfans at The Ringer, including Mallory Rubin and Van Lathan, shows will provide instant reactions to blockbuster releases, insightful backstories on canon, and mind-bending theories, as well as fresh takes on the latest news and rumors. Check out The Ringerverse on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Episode 18, Challenge Double Agents. Dave Jacoby is here. We had the dreaded cliffhanger two-part final that somehow blindsided my daughter. But let's start here. Fessy, Casey, turns out karma's a real thing.
Oh, that's yeah.
That was my big takeaway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's just so much of this. Oh, the first thing I thought when she went down was, first of all, she's never going to get up and finish this, which shout to her, she did. And second thing I thought was, Fessy, this is what you get when you guys plot against Leroy, America's beloved Leroy, when you drag him aloft for the entire season. And in the last episode, you leave Leroy and Leroy has the realization that, oh, I've just been carrying her throughout the season. At the end, she's just going to leave me so she could team up with who she thinks is the best player. Well, guess what? Tripping a rock.
Very 2011 heat-ish.
Mm.
People thinking, oh, we'll build the super team. A lot of confidence in the mocktail lounge the night before that I think the other competitors sensed. And then that really nice editing job by MTV. And we'll go through what the challenge was and all that stuff. But setting up Fessy pushing Casey a little too hard.
Yep.
And multiple people chiming in like, hey, man, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And Corey's like, hey, Fessy, what are you doing? You're pushing her. And then she falls. And I, you know, you never want anyone to get hurt on the challenge. But there was a huge karma thing going on here. And that was the team I didn't want to win. So it's weird. I felt bad that she got hurt. But on the other hand, I was delighted that they're done. Delighted.
I didn't feel bad at all. You're just saying that. I know you well enough, Phil. You did not feel bad at all. You did not.
Well, I didn't like what she said, her knee popped.
She'll lose a leg. You know what I mean? She'll be fine in the long run. I didn't feel bad. I was just, well, first thing, when they set up the little rocks and big rocks bite, I don't know if you remember that. There's like little rocks, big rocks, loose rocks, and people were tripping. I was like, ooh, this is a 3-mile run, but like, this is tough footing, up and down hills and stuff. Like, I literally wrote down in my notes, someone's going to twist an ankle.
Well, with a wind, too.
Yeah, the wind was wild.
Yeah, they kind of intentionally did it so that it feels like somebody would at least trip.
I don't know if it was a hurricane. I don't know. I've never been to Iceland, but I guess Icelandic hurricanes don't include, like, wind. I mean, don't
those
include
frozen
rain.
Hurricane winds are really, yeah, really
yeah,
brutal.
Yeah. It's basically like Chicago in the winter is a hurricane in Iceland.
The takeaway yet again is Fessy sucks.
Fessy sucks.
Every single aspect of how he handled this week's episode was a loss for him, culminating in the challenge when he set too strong of a pace for his partner. As usual, he's the worst partner ever. Mm-hmm. She's trying to chase him the whole time. She gets hurt. He immediately looks at it through his own prism, and there people are running by him going, you can see it on Fessy's face. That he's just thinking, oh my God, I've lost the challenge, instead of like, oh, I hope my friend isn't hurt.
Yeah, I hope we don't have to get a helicopter to pick her up and bring her to a hospital. Yeah. So he's like, nope, me.
I hope she tears ACL. And then she limps her way all the way to the food and they have a chance to at least catch up a little bit. And it's just him staring at the blood juice and the testicles and basically saying, I don't know if I should do this because we can't win anyway, which is like quitting 101, in my opinion. How about this? Just do it. See if you can get third place.
Exactly. Eat the stuff as fast as you can. I was really thinking about Casey in that moment because you could see the rage and the anger. She's like, I just heard a pop in my knee and I got my knee wrapped and I had to limp through like rocks and hills for a half a mile to get you to this spot so we can continue. And I'm drinking blood and eating ram testicles and sheep face right in front of you while you stand there and do nothing. I would be livid. I would start eating Fessy instead of the ram testicles. I would just start eating him.
Let's go backwards. Okay. So the episode starts. Everyone goes back. We head to the mocktail lounge, which actually seems fun for once. There's champagne glasses.
Mm-hmm.
There's slow motion dancing footage. There's Cam gathering all the girls together and congratulating each other because it's the most diverse final we've ever done. I'm like, that's actually a pretty good point.
It's a nice moment.
Yeah. All right. I wouldn't compare it to Jackie Robinson breaking the baseball 1947 thing, but it was a nice moment. I agree with you, Cam.
Yes.
CT, you could see himself talking himself into the Amber thing because he had no recourse.
I liked it.
And he's basically like, you handle the endurance, I'll handle everything else.
You run.
And when he's won three titles, so you got to believe him.
I'll eat and do puzzles. What else is there besides puzzles and eating? I'll eat the stuff. I'll do the puzzles. You just run. All you have to do is run, and I know you can run. And when he said that, I was like, oh, God. Like, that's not a bad plan.
Well, and we also kind of sneaky liked Amber here as she's good at two things, right? She's a rugby person, so she's got some strength at least. She's a little feisty. She's not tiny. And then it seems like she can run. So if she brings those two things to the table, they have a chance to win. I had the same thing as you. It was the first time I thought to myself, oh, wait, actually, that might be a good combo. But the editing was making it seem like Fessy and Casey were this super team.
Mm-hmm.
But then now looking back, you could see they're planting these seeds for the overconfidence, for, you know, the hubris to basically come back and bite them. Corey says during all of this that he hasn't forgotten the move Fessy pulled. Which I felt like he had because he was just helping Fessy this whole time.
Being
but he's
best
like, now
friends
it's
with
not,
him?
Yeah.
Literally being best friends and now it's a vengeance thing? It's like, dude, you've helped him the entire way.
Yeah, you really helped him last week, like basically forcing him to go down there and get a new partner. And he's like, now it's time for me to get that revenge. It's like, it is. Maybe it was time 2 weeks ago when you could have prevented him from getting a better partner. Cam, there's some Cam Casey tension that started where she said Casey was the female version of Fessy, meaning just as arrogant. So that was good. So they laid all the seeds. I still felt like we were headed toward the Cam Fessy thing. Then we see TJ. TJ's final, day one. The revelation. Only three teams are making it out of day one.
I liked it.
That's it. There's a fourth team that's going. They've done that before. They've basically done that in, I would say, 75% of the two-day challenges. But it was still a good one. Then he drops the prize money thing, which was first place 900, second place 100, third place zero, which it was, I feel like, the most extreme prize differences they probably ever had, right?
Well, I just from the attitude of them making the final, I think there's a final bonus because they get episodic payments as well. So I think they're not volunteering their time, dude. They're superstars. They get episodic bonuses as well. And if you think about it, $100,000 prize, okay, split two ways, we're down to 50. The government's going to take a piece of that. You're down to 30. Yeah. I don't know. Like $30,000 is, I mean, it's a lot of money, but like you still have a job, you know?
Yeah.
You're not like buying your mom a house, Amber. You know what I mean? Like you need to win if you're going to get your mom a house.
I think they should have done like 750 to 250, something like that.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I think you're right. Splitting 100K for second place, which is really 50, which is really
30.
30 or 25, depending on what your tax bracket is. That's not like, I don't feel like that's enough of a prize for out of $1 million pot, personally.
No, but I think I got the vibe there's a finals bonus. I think they all get like 50 for making the final. That's what
they cut to Leroy and Nani, our favorites. And Leroy starts crying in his interview.
Oh my
He's
God.
Like, I want it so bad. And he breaks down.
Oh my
down.
God.
And my daughter was like, oh my God, I just love Leroy. Dad, he's going to win, right? I'm like, I don't know. I can't tell from the editing.
So emotionally invested in Leroy winning this. It hurts so much whenever they show them in fourth place. I'm just like, oh my God, Leroy, run, Nani, run.
Yeah, I had remembered Nani being a better runner than that.
I don't.
Although maybe she was worried about the rocks. I don't know.
why is Leroy announcing this is his last season with every breath? Like, Leroy, you're going to be back. I've been watching this show for 36 seasons. This is not your last. This is not your last season. It's not. I promise you, Leroy. I promise.
I actually wrote down on my notes, he's like a boxer claiming he's going to retire, but yeah. You know, there's going to be 5 comebacks.
Yeah, it's more like a rapper. It's more like a rapper retired. Like, boxers actually do have to retire at some point. It's like a rapper retired. Yeah. Like when Jay-Z retired 10 years ago, like, all right, dude. Yeah, you're retired. Okay. It's your last concert. I get it.
I guess he could do the tweak where he unretires to be on Challenge All-Stars because it's a different show than The Challenge, but no,
he'll be back on The Challenge. He'll be on The Challenge.
That's how I feel too. So first stage was run 3 miles. We have Fessy in the lead yelling at Casey. We have Leroy saying, I don't care if Nani's lagging. I will not yell at her. I will work at her pace. What a great teammate.
I love it. She's just a great. God, I love him so much.
Awesome person. Then out of nowhere in mile 3, Amber and CT in the lead. Boom. Amber and CT win. And I realize I'm kind of rooting for CT as much as I root for Leroy, even though CT is a piece of shit. The Boston thing kicks in for me. I'm rooting for a Massachusetts title. I count all of CT's titles.
As you should.
When people talk about the 21st century with the 6 Pats, 4 Red Sox, 1 Celts, 1 Bruins, I count 3 CTs and Survivor Rob. I think those should be in there.
There's levels to being from Boston and CT. There's like guys you meet, like, oh, that guy's from Boston. I didn't know that. But CT is like, you know, immediately. So I think that he counts. You know what I mean? Like, my dad lives in Cambridge. I used to go there on weekends, but like, I'm not like a Boston guy. CT, Boston Rob, those are Boston guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah, CT was at Beacon Hill Pub at 1:50 in the morning asking multiple people to go outside.
Yes, absolutely.
Bumped me. Let's go outside and we'll decide if you should have bumped me or not. He is as Boston as it gets.
CT is now like CP3. Like, you put him with Big T, put CP3 with the Thunder. Gets the most out of them, right? Just gets the most. Oh, this is not going to work. You can't do this twice. It's not going to work again. Up, put him with the Suns. Put him with Amber. Gets the most out of him. Is he slower? Yes. Is he a little heavier? Yes. Does he look good with his shirt off like he used to? No. But he's still extremely effective competitor. And like, I'm watching this episode being like, how did I sleep on this pairing?
It's a good one, except it's kind of insulting to CT because CP's never made the finals.
That's fair. It's not
so perfect. It's like if CP, it's not perfect, but I really like the comparison because much like Chris Paul, where you look at him in the point guard position at the age he's at and he has no
like, this
competitors
isn't work.
Compare. It's just like, he's 37. He shouldn't be doing this.
Exactly.
Or 36, whatever he is. CT, everyone wrote off, but I didn't write him off. Fessy's arrogance a few episodes ago with CT, like, it's a new era now. The new guns are here. Who'd you beat in those finals? And it's like, those finals were like 3, 4, 5 years ago. What are you talking about? What, they weren't like in 2005? Made me want CT to kind of shove it to him. So to me, it's like, we kind of win no matter how this plays out. If CT wins, it's an amazing story where Fessy kind of calls him out and he really sticks it to him and proves that, like, I think this would make CT the greatest of all time. I know Bananas has 6, but if you go through those 6 Bananas ones, like, whoa. You know, there's one that it's him and Tyler versus Adam and CT, and I think Rivals won.
Hold
and
on.
Adam falls down the hill going
out,
up.
Bill. 20 what? Second timeout. You're doing the thing where like one team wins game one of the finals and you're already like putting the championship in perspective. Like, CT has not won this yet.
No, I know. I'm saying the if. If he gets his 4, like, these are all 4 that have no conditions at all. Where Bananas has a couple, like, he wins in the island, which I think was the first one he won. He wins basically because Abram has to go home to tend his business. If Abram stays, Bananas is out. But CT, like, had 4. I think he would have won 5 if he didn't. Remember the one really early on, the mid-2000s? He's going against Brad, and he pulls the flag off, but you were supposed to actually unscrew the flag.
Oh, yeah.
That was ridiculous.
That was stupid.
So anyway, CT, if you did his challenge career 100 times, I think there's at least 50 versions of it where he has like 7 titles right now.
Yeah.
Now, granted, his Achilles heel was, you know, blowing up, getting mad,
trying to murder
freaking
people
out,
and being a cannibal. But yeah, you know, whatever.
All that
stuff.
He's had some bad luck too. Anyway. CT and Amber win, but Leroy and Nani finished last. And that was the first time Zoe and I looked at each other like, wow,
don't even say it. Don't.
Okay. He might not make it a D2.
Don't say it, Bill. Don't say it.
Couldn't believe it. So then stage two was climb a hill, fight for the thing that tells you what the colors
the
are.
Thing,
memorize it. There's some good, I like this challenge because there's some good wrestling. Gets a little testy. There's a little good fessy CT thing going.
CT, I'm going to show you what a lion is. I got goosebumps when he said that. And they started putting like the Raging Bull lion sounds underneath him when he was wrestling. And I was like, God, I love you, CT. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I just hate Fessy so much.
And then CT wins. So once again, Fessy, who talks just an incredibly big game, loses the first two stages, basically. And then on the flip side, Amber wins. And Casey choked.
Who saw that come?
Amber had to be like, what, 10-1 underdog?
And Casey had like a full like check. She was the first person to be like, check. And she was confident. She steps away, like, come check this out. And Amber wins. So CT and Amber win.
Where was Killer Cam in all of this? Killer Cam was like just a lioness. She Cam, just 0-2 in the first two stages.
Well, Cam and Corey, I haven't seen a lot of them in this final so far in this episode, which doesn't necessarily mean they're not going to win, but just didn't seem like they had an impact either negatively or positively.
Incredible Corey moment as they're preparing to go to the final and they cut to Corey in his room and he's just looking through photos of his family.
Oh yeah.
He's like, you guys getting this? I'm looking through some pictures. Here's
guys,
some kids.
Guys, I don't know if you see this on the security footage, but send a camera crew in here. I've been looking at the same five photos for 35 minutes, guys. Hoping you would notice naturally.
My family.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on cars.com.
All right. So Amber B, so they win the second stage. And then there's a weird, it felt like they made this one up where it was like, Amber B, you're the top agent. It's like, what? By what calculation?
Oh, yeah.
How was she the top agent?
Oh, there's a couple rule things I want to talk to you about too. But this is when TJ presented an extremely important plot twist that I was not ready for.
Yeah, because I think they made it up on the fly. Basically, Amber B, you're the top agent, and now you get to steal somebody else's partner if you want. It's like, what? How did she win that? What was the score?
I love this, though. No, they actually said she was the fastest one to like make the explosion. So she did it faster.
Okay, let's see the times. I want to know.
We never see the times.
Are we saying she was faster than CT in the challenge? I don't believe that.
Oh, hold on.
There's no way.
One thing at a time, because there's some other really fishy stuff. But this idea that you can switch mid-final, to me, is a great twist that they should never, ever get rid of, and I love it. I absolutely love it.
Good.
And again, just to shit on Fessy some more, Fessy, if you eat that food really fast, if you're an absolute animal about it, you might win and then be able to get rid of Casey.
Right. So she says, I'm sticking with CT. Love she kind of gives him that look. To make sure they're like at the bar at 1:45 in the morning, kind of like she's like, you want to get a cab, not knowing what his answer is going to be. And he's like, yeah, let's go.
No, CT looks around to see if he can get in a fight. He's like, oh, well, there's no one to fight. So I guess I'll go home with you.
I don't know. The bartender kind of side-eyed me. I might wait outside for him until 3 in the morning. So then it cuts to CT in the confessional. He goes, of course she's going to stick with me.
Oh, God, I love him.
I loved it. It was like CT just kind of reemerged and is back.
He is. There's this thing about him where, like, the things he's very, like, he's very efficient with his words, but the things he says like make sense. He actually is subtitled. He grew up in domestic United States and they subtitle him in his interviews. There's nothing better than that. He gets subtitled.
Well, the first, before he ever won a title, which I think was Rivals, was his first title with Wes. And he had that quote, which we loved. We were working at Grantland together where he's like, I don't want to be the Dan Marino of the challenge. I want to be Tom Brady.
Yes.
Which was like, all of my worlds colliding at the same time. I was just so happy and delighted. And it was, the only way it could have been better is if he said Peyton Manning, but I guess Peyton Manning won once. But now this is, if he could pull this off, this is starting to feel a little Tom Brady-ish, right? Where he wins his first three. You think it's like, oh, now he's at a different phase of his career. Now maybe there's another trilogy for him coming.
After watching this episode, I'm not emotionally available to you to discuss a world in which Cam or Leroy does not win. I'm just going to be forthright and say that. Listen, maybe that's my blind spot. Maybe that's my weakness as a host of this podcast. But I am still so emotionally invested in either Cam or Leroy winning that if CT and Amber win next week, we can discuss these legacy things. But I am still not comfortable enough in my own psyche to accept a world in which Leroy or Cam does not win.
I don't know how Leroy and Nani win this with one exception. So they have that first stage and then the second stage. And then it's like, okay, well, so CT and Amber are in first place. They've won both stages. So I'm thinking, oh, they'll have like a 10-minute, you know, head start on everyone else, right? When you win both,
yeah,
that's going to be amazing for them. Instead, they go start the third stage and it seemed like it was like a 4-second lead.
That's what I'm saying. No, I want to talk about that. They're like, all right, first of all, it was so confusing. They're like, we took your average times of how far you ran. So now I'm thinking, wait a second. Like, so you're not, it's not an advantage to run next to your partner. Like if right. you have a slow partner, if it's an average, you should probably just go as fast as you can and not try to encourage them along. Number one. Number two is when it might just be the way they edited it, but TJ was like, okay, go. Okay, go. Okay, go. It was like a rhythm to it.
The last three, the people were right next to each other. It was hard to tell how much of a lead CT and Amber had, but they should have had, for the fact that they both individually won the second stage and that they won collectively the first stage, should have been like a 10-minute head start. What's the point of having a challenge?
Well, I think that the real advantage to winning the first stage was that you could then swap. Right, I think that was kind of the advantage. But at this point, I don't think any of these eight people would swap. Well, Fessy would now. But pre-injury, I don't think any of the eight would swap. So it's not really that great of a plot twist.
I think Leroy would have swapped.
Oh, that's interesting. I think he would have gone. You have to go Cam at that point. Just be like, look, we're going to lose together. That's probably not a good strategy. But I would love
it. Or grabs Casey back because it hurts Fessy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. I think Leroy would have swapped.
It would have torpedoed his Nani relationship, but as Leroy has proven all year, like he's trying to win the title. This is his last chance.
Not last season.
Because he's retiring until he comes back 2 years from now.
This is not last season. Yeah.
So we have the third stage, another long run with food waiting. It's CT mocking Fessy. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Casey goes down.
Oh, my God. You could tell it was bad. It was like watching Jamal Murray.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was
Jamal
like
Murray goes down. They're like, we're going to check the MRI. And like, I'm doing the show the next day. And they're like, well, the MRI results haven't come in yet. So we don't know. I'm like, bro, I've been watching this sport for a long time. I've seen a lot of people go down. And that ain't good. It was the same thing with Casey.
Yeah. With Jamal Murray, it was like, all right, if it's not his ACL, then he ripped his patella tendon, which is actually a worse injury. Something really bad happened. His knee went in a direction that it wasn't supposed to go.
He's not out for 3 weeks. And that was the same thing with Casey. I'm surprised that they even allowed Casey to continue.
She said she heard a pop. So at that point, it's like, all right, this is a wrap. You definitely at least like, you know, ripped your meniscus or something. So meanwhile, as they're dealing with that and they have the MTs there and Fessy's got that deer in the headlights look. They're drinking sheep blood, eating ram testicles. CT is like a Viking in the 800s.
CT loves it.
He loves it. This is why he's one of the best. He's completely not flustered at all.
Ram testicles or sheep face? Which is worse? I think sheep face would be worse for me. Just something about like eating a face. I'd be thinking about what part of the face it is. All of it.
I'm going testicles every time.
No, I think testicles.
I wouldn't even want to eat my own testicles.
Testicles are like chicken nuggets. So that's like, I just think like the delivery is easier. You know what I mean? When you see the testicles, you're like, not so bad. It looks like a boiled egg.
CT is going, can I get another one? 2-for-1 Bloody Marys over here.
I love CT so much.
He's drinking the sheep blood. So he's like, do you guys have any paprika?
So I have a question just, and I really want to know this, is like, if I'm judging this, at what point are you just putting it in your mouth, chewing it up a little bit, putting a Bloody Mary in your mouth, and then spitting it into the bucket? Like,
dude, the fake puke.
That's the thing, is I feel like, at what point are you just becoming like a little intermediary between the plate and the bucket? Because that, I think, can be taken advantage of. And I wonder how they have judges score that. Like, what would you do if you were in charge, which you will be one day when you retire from the ring?
What I would do, first of all, thank you for asking. I would eat a bunch of the sheep testicles, not swallow them. I would drink a big swig of the blood and then do, and basically it'd be a throw up, but it would not really a throw up because I never swallowed it. I think that would be impossible to prove that you didn't do that.
From my producer brain, after every swallow, I need to see an empty mouth before the puke. I need to see that you actually tried. I need to see that you're swallowing it.
Also, like, whose job is this? Like, it's like, hey,
yes.
What's Bob doing? Oh, so Bob's in Iceland at the challenge. Yeah. So one of his jobs is he's a puke inspector for the challenge.
It should be like NBA replay. So everybody stop. Everybody hands down. Everybody stop. We have to go to the table. We're not sure if Corey's puke was a legit puke or a fake puke. I know this is going to hurt the rhythm of the game, but we need to go to the table. 6-minute
stoppage.
We need to go to the table.
They bring Bob in. They're like, Bob, we need you to study this 10 years of puking footage. And if you get over 90% of your calls right, we're going to let you be our puke inspector.
Well, Bob is actually, it's 2021. So he chemically inspects the bucket for stomach bile. If there's no stomach bile in the puke, then.
Well, nobody's been a better puker over the years than Corey. They're playing Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Relax, which I thought was like, out of all the 80s music choices they made this season, that was the most brilliant.
Nothing But a Good Time for Poison was good. Corey goes,
that was good too.
Yeah.
Corey goes, go ahead, play the montage of me throwing up, which they immediately do. It's just really well edited. So then Fessy shows up with the limping Casey.
Oh God.
And he does the whole, I don't know what I'm doing this for. That's the headspace I'm in right now. I have no motivation to eat. And the other guys, they love it. Leroy calls him a pussy. He's like, pussy.
He said it. There's a lot of ways you can deliver that word. And in the way that Leroy chose to, and I am biased, was just absolutely perfect.
Amber, they cut to Amber. She goes, I definitely dodged a bullet. And they cut to CT just mocking him. And Fessy, who just is determined to be the least liked challenge person we've ever had. And I'm dismissing people like Puck, who spit in people's faces, Adam from Vegas, who got kicked out night one, like all those people. I'm saying, like, for people who are reliable favorites in the challenge, I think he's surpassed just about everybody as the most fun person to root against, right? Who's more fun to root against than Fessy?
No one.
No one ever, right?
No
20,
one.
20 years of challenges.
Which is why you'll see him come back every single year. And I just, again, Casey's shoes. She just limped for like a half a mile through like an Icelandic hurricane to get to some ram testicles and sheep face. And she starts attacking it. And her partner sits there looking at her like, I don't know if I'm feeling it. You don't know if you're feeling it.
Yeah. Where are you going? You're just going to be on a plane home in an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. Like what else is the problem? Now, Bill, I have a question for you.
Well, I have a question for you first. Is it because we know Fessy played in college, but didn't make the NFL. Like when you see him not stepping up in moments like that, you wonder, like, was this why? Is he one of those guys who was the incredible athlete, but he was missing that one extra piece to make the NFL? Like, you kind of see the extra piece in moments like that, right? He's not, there's a lack of competitiveness where it's just kind of easier to take the easy way out. That was my takeaway. I also don't like Fessy, so I'm a little biased.
Well, I'm going to follow up with McShay and Kuiper and to see what they had for Fessy's measurables and his scouting report, but it might be. It was going to say, it's going to be like, look, really good hands, good blocker, runs good routes. And then right below that, it just says, pussy!
Well, so we have CT and Amber. They win this one too.
Yeah.
So they've now swept the board. I have no idea how this doesn't lead to them having like a 20-minute advantage for day two. But then TJ says you get to sabotage any other team with a sheep organs dessert. I don't know if it was a tiramisu sheep organs or like a rice pudding type of sheep organs, or just...
Just sheep organs.
A baklava sheep organs. Well, why do they say dessert? Isn't it just sheep organs? Was there sugar on it?
A smorgasbord, I want to say. Smorgasbord?
How does dessert come in with sheep organs? And then they're trying to decide, and cliffhanger.
It's tough. Zoe
Simmons was absolutely outraged. Screamed like I've never heard her scream before. She was so mad.
A couple things. Number one, before we get to that final decision, because I know we have to wrap soon. Would it be harder to eat a bunch of testicles, intestines, sheep face, and then puke it? Or if someone was like, Bill, you need to eat a medium meat lover's pizza from Papa John's and then run 3 miles. Like two Philly cheesesteaks and then run 3 miles. Like I'd probably rather puke and then run than actually eat something and then run.
Well, remember, we did House Eats 4, which never ran. We went to Vegas and House and Sal together tried to eat the most disgusting giant nachos guacamole thing ever. And they didn't even make it halfway through. And House quit like Fessy did. Like he did. He rolled over in a Fessy-esque ending performance.
One of my favorite things just to take people behind the curtain is we were working together every day, so we get each other's nerves. And I wouldn't let you drink a margarita on camera while you were hosting it. We were going back and forth. And you're just like, why would you let me drink a margarita? I'm like, I can't have my host drinking on camera. Let me drink the margarita. Remember that whole back and forth? That's one of those things I look back. I'm like, why didn't I just let him drink the fucking margarita? What an idiot.
I think my argument was like, this is House Eats 4. We're not making an Oscar movie.
Yeah, it's also like, I'm watching two dudes eat nachos and puke all over each other. Like, can I please just have a margarita? God, yeah. I'm such a dick. Sorry, buddy.
Super, super artsy back then.
Sorry, buddy.
So I would assume, all right, we got to wrap, but I would assume the move would be to give Leroy and Nani, I'm sorry, to give Corey and Cam.
Biggest threat.
You have to, because Leroy and Nani are so far back, and I just don't think Nani's good enough to actually win the challenge. So CT, you cut out Corey and Cam's legs a little bit there. And you're in the driver's seat. I don't know how they don't arrive at that conclusion.
It's easily the way to go, but like the nice guy thing would do would be to give it to Casey and Fessy. But like we're not doing nice guy when there's a
$900,000. There's no nice guy anything.
$100,000 difference between first and second. I'm giving it to the biggest threat, which is clearly Corey and Cam.
All right. So if we had FanDuel odds on this heading into, I think next week will be that'll be it, right? That'll be the ending.
Reunion probably.
I think CT and Amber B are like minus 300 favorites right now.
I would think so. But one thing that people who might be like watching this show for the first time or whatever is the night thing is a great equalizer. It's basically like how mentally tough are you? So someone like
it'll be
Nani
fine for CT. We don't know about Amber B.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know. Like sometimes all you have to do is just like step on the ground and next thing you know, it's added a minute or whatever. So anyone could win.
Very possible Nani quits during the night part of this.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yes.
100%. I'm going to say...
They're down from behind. No sleep.
Fessy and Casey go home, clearly. I would say it's like plus 200.
Fessy and Casey go home is like minus 700.
It's off the board.
Yeah. You almost can't bet on it.
Yeah. I would say...
I can't see Corey winning a challenge. I think this is CT and Amber B. I think this is where we're going. Unless something crazy happens.
I could see any one of these teams winning. I would say that, but if I had to put them in order, I would say CT Amber, and then Corey Cam, and then Leroy, and Nani.
Let's bring in producer Craig for a second.
I'd love to.
Hello.
Producer Craig.
Yo.
Who do you have CT and Amber B running away with this, or do you feel like there's a lot of work left to be done here?
Well, I never watched the show, so like right out the gate, I'm like, yeah, this is, I mean, unless they're going to really screw something up, I feel like it's CT and Amber by a mile, right?
Have you noticed how they just kind of change and add to the rules as this goes along as a newbie? Are there things that don't smell right to you?
Well, I was telling Jacoby before we started, I was like, the whole like idea of double agents, like it paid off in the final when they were like, Amber, now you can switch your partner mid-final. I was like, oh, I'm down. Like, I don't care all the weird shit they've done this whole season. I'm in.
I loved it.
Jacoby, what's your Amber B social media relationship? How is that going to evolve if she actually wins the challenge?
Let me tell you, I'm a journalist and I take this pod very seriously. I prepare for it. I take notes. And I think part of that is doing deep dives into social media accounts of the contestants of the show. So I might have gone years back on Instagram. I might have checked in on some Instagram live posts. And a couple of YouTube videos. Yeah.
just as you did with all the other contestants.
But it's when you click on the Instagram Live of Amber B and there's seven people in it, that's when I click out real quick. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm a little on Front Street. I thought this was going to be like a concert in an arena. I didn't know this was going to be like an intimate venue. Yeah, yeah.
So many more people would go on Instagram Live if it didn't announce it. Everybody would go on Instagram Live if it didn't announce it.
Yeah. It's a great point. Would Amber B potentially be a Jalen and Jacoby guest?
No, no.
CT?
I can't be like, Jalen does not know what the challenge is. So first I'd be like, all right, there's this show called The Real World. He's like, what? We have to start from the very, I'd be like, there's a channel called MTV. He'd be like, yo, MTV Raps. I'd be like, that channel. Like, that's how far back I would have to start to even explain who CT was.
Jalen hasn't watched anything on television other than a basketball game since like 2002.
Absolutely wrong. He watches Power 4 times a week.
Oh, I forgot about that.
He watches
Power.
Every episode like 4 times. It comes out on Sunday.
It's like me in the challenge.
He watches it at it's midnight on Saturday because it technically comes out Sunday. Midnight on Saturday, he watches it. He watches it Sunday night again and then like Tuesday and then like Thursday.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's how I am with the challenge. I was watching a challenge from like 2011, 2012 range and TJ said to the crew, I think it was in the... maybe it was Battle of the X's or Bloodlines, one of those. And he's like, if you're going to run my final. And I'm like, oh, you had that way back when. I didn't remember. Maybe he tried it out. It didn't really take and he backed off. And now it's part of what he's doing. All right. So is next week our last episode? I feel like it is.
Yeah, I think so.
Because we're not going to do a reunion.
Does that mean we're not best friends anymore?
No. We'll be good.
Okay.
We'll be fine.
Go back to your families like Corey.
Yeah, well, start next week's episode looking through pictures of my kids. So next week will be our last episode, and that's it. We did one season only. Jacoby's not watching All Stars, which is a huge miss by you.
I'm going There's to watch
huge,
it.
There was a huge Trishel Katie Doyle fight in episode 2.
I love Trishel.
It was like watching. It was like Holyfield and Tyson getting back in the ring. It was great. I loved it. The fight started at 4:02 in the morning. For reasons that remain unclear,
they both emerged
from their bedroom yelling at each other. It was 4:02 a.m. Yeah, it's great. Challenge All Stars, huge, huge win.
I'm watching.
Huge
this.
Thumbs up. I'm really, really this. Great stuff. All right, so we'll see you next week for the farewell episode of Double Agents, and then Jacoby and I are retiring from doing challenge podcasts like Leroy
forever. We'll never do another challenge podcast forever. This is my last season.
Yeah, we're gonna build a barbershop for Leroy. Oh, he's got a good one, actually. I follow his Instagram. Shout out to Leroy. We love you. Hope you win next week, and we'll see you on Double Agents next week.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.